Hollywood, California, we present Gene Herschelt in a new Dr. Christian story called Spring Dance. Presented for your pleasure by the Cheeseborough Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. The actors are in the wings, the footlights are coming up, and Gene Herschelt, our star, and his supporting cast are ready with tonight's play, Spring Dance. It's a play all about young love. And so our guest of the evening is a college girl who has her own slant on how to interest the boys.
When weekends finally roll around at college, well, it's important for a girl to be looking her best if she wants to be dated up. I spent hours trying to arrange my hair in that brushed-up back-from-the-ears effect that looks so smart on other girls. And my hair was dry and stubborn and just wouldn't stay put. That is, until I discovered Vaseline Hair Tonic. Believe you me, there's nothing like Vaseline Hair Tonic to bring out that hidden glamour. Now I give my scalp a good Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before every shampoo, and smooth on a few drops when I set my wave. My hair is soft and easy to manage now. And confidentially, George said last night I looked simply delish.
Is your hair dry and brittle and hard to manage? Does it shed loose dandruff? Well, follow this young lady's advice and try a Vaseline Hair Tonic treatment before your next shampoo. Rub it on liberally, and then steam your scalp for a few minutes with towels that have been wrung out of piping hot water. You'll find this treatment remarkably effective and inexpensive, too, for there's enough in one 40-cent bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic for several hot oil treatments. And the 70-cent size is even more economical. Get a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic at your neighborhood drugstore tomorrow, and start on the way to better-looking, healthy-looking hair. And there goes the curtain music, and the play is about to begin. In addition to Gene Herschelt as Dr. Christian and Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price, the doctor's secretary, our cast includes Kent Rogers as Bun Williams, 17-year-old captain of the high school basketball team, Betty Jean Haney as Sally Sands, sub-deb socialite, Edwin Mills as Ken Carson, her admirer, Joan Shea as Mrs. Williams, Bun's mother, and Jack Bruskoff as Digby, the old clothes man. Young love, with its heartaches and ecstasies, comes to River's End every spring as regularly as the mumps. And Dr. Christian has learned to diagnose its symptoms and prescribe its treatment with the authority of an expert. Sometimes his patients recover immediately. And sometimes, well, you'll see what happens sometimes in our play tonight, which is called Spring Dance. Our first scene opens in the bedroom of Bun Williams, star basketball player of River's End, who has wrenched his shoulder. Dr. Christian is strapping it up while Bun's mother stands anxiously by.
There, Bun. How does that feel now?
Oh, it feels better, Dr. Christian. But listen, how long do I have to have that bandage on there?
A couple of weeks, I guess.
Oh,
the basketball season's almost over, Bun. You can't play anymore this year anyhow.
Oh, I know. It isn't that. It's
what?
Well, it's that there's going to be a spring dance 2 weeks from Monday. You see, that's Easter vacation, and
Sally Sands' folks are having a big birthday party for her the day after Easter, Dr. Christian.
No, I see. Well, Sally's a very pretty girl.
And she's keen.
And you feel you must have your arm out of a sling before the big event? Is that it?
Yes.
Well, if your going depends on it...
It depends upon something more, too.
What's that?
Mother.
Why? Well, she's not refusing her permission, is she?
She's refusing something a lot more important than that.
Oh.
No, Bun.
She's refusing me a dinner jacket.
A dinner jacket? You mean this is a strictly formal affair?
Yeah, but see, here's the invitation. Dr. Christian, can't you make her see that this is... Well, it's positively essential. Sally's used to going to parties in New York, and we don't want her to come back here and think we're a lot of hicks.
Oh, will she think you're a hick if you don't have a dinner jacket, Bun?
Of course she will. Dr. Christian, if I don't get the clothes, I can't go. And if I don't go, Ken Carson will have a clear feel, that's all.
Ken Carson? C.N. Carson's son?
Yeah, his father's a pretty important person, all right, but Ken's a big heel.
Hmm. Do I understand he's a rival of yours?
Not if I get some decent clothes, he isn't.
Well, I'll come in again tomorrow and have a look at you, Bun. And maybe we can give your mother a man's point of view.
Oh, gee, Dr. Christian. Thanks.
Well, you better stay in bed until then.
Okay. But I'll be laying for you in the morning.
All right. Goodbye now.
Bye.
I'll come to the door with you, Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian.
Yes.
I don't want you to think I'm being unkind to Bun about his new evening clothes.
Oh, of course not.
But the truth of the matter is, well, I just can't afford them right now.
Well, if Bun knew the true situation, he would never insist on new evening clothes.
Oh, but I want him to have them. I can remember how I used to feel about spring dances. Can't you?
Yes, I can, very clearly.
Oh, Dr. Christian, I've just got to get him a dinner coat from somewhere in time for that party.
I wish I could lend him mine, but, well, there are certain little differences in our build. But there should be some way that... I have an idea.
Yes?
Why don't you try Digby?
Digby?
Yes, the thrift shop man in Center City.
Oh.
He sells second-hand clothes.
Yes?
Oh, I'm driving over there tomorrow. If you'll give me Bun's measurements, I'll be glad to see what I can do.
Oh, that will be wonderful. Bun's whole life at the moment is bound up in going to that dance and going in style. Why, he's been planning Sally's birthday present for weeks.
Oh, you leave it to me, Mrs. Williams. I'll turn Bun into River's End best-dressed young man if I have to drive to Chicago to do it.
It's a fine suit, Dr. Christian, a beautiful suit, and the boy will look wonderful in it, I promise you.
Well, it doesn't look as if it had ever been worn.
Only a few times, Dr. Christian. It was made by one of the best tailors in Chicago, but the customer who bought it decided he'd had it made a little bit too extreme for a man of his age. He was never comfortable in it, so his wife sold it to me. And that's why for $10 you're getting a suit that cost $150 to have made.
Hmm. Well, the measurements seem to be exactly right, but if the boy ever found out...
Who's going to tell him? And a smarter dinner jacket he'll never find. Class, that's what it's got, class.
Well, I'll take it, and I hope it makes him happy.
Trixie, be a good dog now.
Gosh, Sally, I'm plenty excited about your party. Dr. Christian says I can take this old sling off my arm by that time and I'll be able to dance.
Oh, that's grand. Hold still, Trixie. I'll never get your coat combed if you don't keep quiet. It would have been awful if you couldn't have come, Bun.
I'll say it would.
There's going to be a mob. Everybody's accepted. Mother's getting Dick Jones's orchestra from Chicago for us. And the cutest favors...
Dick Jones? I dig it. He's smooth, Sally. It'll be swell dancing to Dick Jones' music with you. Sally, are you going to save me a lot of dances?
Well, I'll have to divide my dances up because I'm the hostess, but I'll save you three.
Three?
You can always cut in, you know.
Oh, maybe you think I won't, Sally.
What?
Well, Sally, could you like me well enough to go with me all the time?
Well, you know I like you, Bun, but, well, Mother says I'm still lots too young to go steady with anybody.
Oh, but gee, we're getting grown up, Sally. Why, in a few months more, we'll be out of school. At least out of prep school, and that ought to mean we're mature enough to know our own minds.
Parents never think you're mature. I bet when I get to be an old lady of 25, Mother will still think I ought to be in it by 11.
Well, you stayed out till after 11 with Ken Carson. I saw you in his car in front of the hamburger place last night.
You just stopped for a sandwich on the way home. There was a double feature at the Elite. Hold still, Trixie. Hold still. Here, hold on while I brush me.
Cut it out, Trixie. Sally.
What?
Sally, you wouldn't go steady with Ken Carson either, would you?
I told you I can't go really steady with anybody.
Yeah, but if you could, it wouldn't be with Ken, would it?
Well, Ken's awfully nice to me, Bun.
Yeah, I suppose he could be. Swell car and lots of money and all.
Oh,
and...
it isn't sad. He's just... Well, I think he's sweet.
Sweet? That stuck-up, conceited, phony sweet?
Don't talk that way about him, Bun. Ken's a friend of mine, too.
Oh, lots of folks could
tell you. I don't want to hear.
All right. Oh, I'm getting new dinner clothes for the party.
Oh, Bun, I'll bet they'll look grand on you. Did you get them at Haynes?
No, Mother ordered them someplace. She promised they'd be here in time for the dance.
Oh, swell.
Listen, Sally, I guess you don't know how I feel about you. Why, I've been thinking for months about this birthday of yours and making plans.
Plans?
Sure, big plans. Sally, you didn't imagine I was going to let a big dope like Ken Carson get away with barging in on us, did you? Plans? Why, the way it looks to me, next Monday is going to be about the most important day of my whole life.
Hello, Bun. Give you a lift?
Oh, hello, Dr. Christian. I'm only going a little way up to the Sands house.
Oh, I'm going there, too. Hop in. You might as well ride.
What a swell night, isn't it?
Yes.
Makes you feel sort of funny, like there was magic in it or something.
Yes, spring has a way of doing that. How's the arm?
Oh, it's okay. Only I got so used to the sling, I feel sort of lost without it. You going to Sally's party?
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Sands are old friends of mine, you know, and so I said I'd stop in to congratulate Sally on her birthday.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad your mother yielded to reason. You look very well in the dinner jacket, Bun. Just as if you'd been wearing one all your life.
Do I? Oh, gee, thanks. I think this is going to be a pretty special party, Dr. Christian. For me, I mean.
Is that so?
Yes. Want to see what I'm giving Sally for her birthday?
Yes, indeed. If you want to show me.
Well, Mother said it was all right. It's sort of old-fashioned, but Mom says everybody's wearing old-fashioned jewelry now. Look.
Oh, a ring. It's very lovely, Bun.
I saved up and bought it out of my allowance. You think Sally will like it?
Mm, she's a very strange person if she doesn't. Oh, you're taking her some flowers, too, I see. You must be a favorite suitor.
Oh, they're just some violets. I wanted to get her gardenias, but the old pocketbook wouldn't stand the strain. But these will go with the dress she's wearing.
I'm sure she'll be pleased. Well, there we are. Looks like a big party.
It sure is. Listen, that's Deke Jones' orchestra. I'd ziggity, let's hurry. I'll rush these flowers to Sally. Where is she? Oh, there she is. What? She seems to have some flowers already.
Oh, she'd probably rather have yours.
No, I don't think so. Those look sort of important. I guess I'll just leave mine here in the study. I can give them to her later or something.
Oh, but Bun,
it's okay, Dr. Christian. I'll just park them here on the windowsill.
Well, let's go and present our compliments. Who's that with Sally, Bun?
That's Ken Carson.
Hello, Dr. Christian. I'm so glad you came.
Hello, Sally. I had to congratulate you on your birthday and bring my good wishes.
Thank you. Oh, do you know Ken Carson, Dr. Christian?
I haven't seen him since he was a small boy. How are you?
How do you do, Dr. Christian? Did you come to attend our boy hero?
You mean Bun?
Why, he's the lad who's been giving us all for Rivers End High, isn't he?
Hello, Bun. You're late.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
What was the matter? Didn't you tie your tie?
Sure, I could tie my tie. What do you mean?
Oh, it takes practice. I just thought...
the orchestra seemed to be, very active, Sally. I suppose that music is swing.
Yes, Dr. Christian.
Sally, can't we dance just a little bit of this?
Oh, I really shouldn't. I have to be right around here to greet people.
Well, just in the corner. I'll bring you right back when anyone comes.
Oh, all right.
Hey, listen, this first dance is mine.
Like fun it is.
Well, of all the... Wait, you big robot.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Oh, you look beautiful, Sally.
Do I? Thanks. Did you see my flower?
Yeah, I noticed it.
It's an orchid.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
I got it for my birthday. It was shipped all the way from Chicago.
I guess it'd have to be. They don't sell many orchids in Rivers End. What's that you've got on your wrist?
Oh, that? Oh, that's a charm bracelet. See, it's a tiny telephone on it and a ring. And a heart. You keep adding things to it.
I suppose you got that for your birthday, too. Sent from Chicago?
Yes, I... Bun, what's the matter? Are you mad at me?
No, I guess I'm not mad exactly.
Well, then what... Oh, look, more people have come. They're talking to Dr. Christian. Oh, there's Judy Price. I've got to go back. Hello, Judy. Hello, Jane. Dance over that way.
Thank you. Sally, you look wonderful. Doesn't she, Dr. Christian?
She looks very pretty.
Ah, Rivers End is certainly splurging for your party, Sally. All the girls with new dresses. And, Bun, you've got a new tux, haven't you? Oh, that's the first time I ever saw you in dinner clothes.
It's the first time he's ever worn them. That's a very rakish outfit, Bun.
Oh, you look grand.
Have them tailored to order, huh?
What's it to you?
Oh, I just wondered. River's End tailors aren't always, well, you know. Let's see your coat.
Oh, lay off me, will you?
I'm not doing anything. Just looking you over. You know, there's something funny about that dinner coat.
Funny? What's funny about it?
It's, vaguely familiar.
Familiar?
Yeah, it's the way that collar's cut. Those shoulders. I've seen them somewhere. And those lapels. I know. It's my father's. Ha! You're wearing the old man's dinner jacket.
Man, how could...
He is. I'll swear he is. That's my old dad's old tuxedo. One he said was a freak and threw out last winter and mother sold to a second-hand dealer. I remember it because I tried to borrow it once and it was too big. Say, where the dickens did you get hold of it?
Well, I...
Honest, Williams, that's a laugh if there ever was one, you big show-off. Coming in here trying to impress us in my father's second-hand suit.
It's not your father's. It's my own.
It may be yours now, but it's my dad's old coat, all right. There's not another collar like that in this state. I'll bet you on that one.
I think you'd better not risk any money on that bet, mister. What was your name?
Carson. I'm C.N. Carson's son, Dr. Christian.
Are you? I don't believe he can be very proud of you. But since you brought this up, Bond's suit came from a man I recommended to Mrs. Williams. If he's committed the unpardonable sin of selling Bond a suit of the same model your father wore last year, well, he'll certainly have me to deal with. Come along, Bond. There's some people I want you to meet.
Bond, don't go. I saved the next dance for you.
Thanks, Sally, but I guess you'll have to excuse me. I don't feel much like dancing.
Oh, I should think he would run and hide. Let him go, the big four-flusher.
I'm going, too.
Well, I hope now you're satisfied with your small-town Romeo. I told you all
Ken
along.
Ken Carson, of all the low-down, beastly things to do.
Oh, it's true, Sally. Dr. Christian can't
That's
kid me.
That's no excuse, even if it is.
Oh, Sally.
People warned me of the kind of a person you were, but I wouldn't believe it. Here's your charm bracelet.
My charm bracelet? Say, you can't do this to me.
Can't I? Just watch me. Goodbye.
But, Sally, you've got to listen.
I don't want to listen now or ever. Ken Carson, don't you ever try to speak to me again as long as you live. Dr. Christian?
Yes, Judy.
Oh, I've been hunting everywhere for you. Did Bun go home?
No, I've managed to keep him here so far. He's in there, in the study.
Oh.
He had an awful blow, Judy.
I know he did. Oh, somebody ought to simply annihilate that Carson boy.
Yeah, but it's too late for that now.
Yes. And what is there to do to help Bun? You got him away beautifully, but he didn't believe you, did he?
No. No, only one thing will help him anyhow. That's to convince him the whole affair is of no consequence.
Oh, but can you make him believe that?
No, I can't. Neither could you. But there's one person who might be able to.
You mean Sally? Oh, that's asking a lot.
I suppose so. Well, I can't give up the case now.
What are you going to do?
Kill or cure, I guess. I'm going to find Sally and send her into Bond.
Do you dare?
Well, she'll either fix up everything for him or...
smash everything completely.
But that's a chance I'll have to take. And the next time I get all mixed up with you in springtime, I... Well, I'm going to talk to her now, Judy. Wish me luck.
I do. Bun? Bun?
Well?
Oh, Dr. Christian said you were in here.
Yeah, I had sort of a headache, and I'm just sitting in here with Trixie.
But aren't you going to dance anymore?
I guess not, Sally. I think I'll be going home.
Going home? Why, you haven't even wished me a happy birthday yet.
Well, you're doing all right. All done up in bangles and corsages.
I'll take the orchid off if you want me to. There.
Oh, don't be silly. Why would you do that for me? I'm just a hick. And in a second-hand suit.
What's in that box there on the table?
Well, they're just some flowers. I brought them to you, but... after I saw the orchid...
Oh, can I look at them now? Violets! Oh, Bun, they're my favorite.
Are they? More than orchids, even?
Of course. Nobody'd ever wear an old orchid if they could have violets instead. See, aren't they lovely on my dress?
Yeah. Oh, they do look nice.
Mm-hmm. Bun, you're not mad anymore, are you?
I wasn't mad, Sally. It was just... Where's your bracelet?
I gave it back.
Gave it back? Because you...
Yes?
Oh, I've got a present for you, if you'd like to see it.
Oh, Bun, what is it?
Well, here, look at it.
A ring. Oh, Bun, it's beautiful.
Do you really like it?
Oh, I love it. Look, it fits perfectly.
I wanted to give you a ring, Sally. Of course, it's not an engagement ring or like that. Not yet, but Well, when you wear it, will you? Well, will it mean you're my girl?
Yes. Yes, it will, Bun.
Oh, Sally, gee.
Hey, there's the orchestra. I've got to go back.
Isn't this my dance?
Why, yes, if you want it.
Then let's dance the first part of it here. Out here on the terrace. Look, it's just as warm.
It is, isn't it? Oh, Bun, it's really spring.
Sally, you didn't mind too much about the clothes?
The clothes? Oh, you mean your dinner jacket? Oh, there's nothing to mind about. Dance with me.
Oh, spring, music, and moonlight, and you. Wearing my flowers and my ring, just like I planned it.
Look at that big star. First tonight. Wish on it, Bun.
May I come out? Well, how's the birthday progressing, Sally? Everything all right?
Oh, yes, Dr. Christian. Bun's just going to wish on a star.
Wishing for something nice, I hope, Bun.
Oh, he mustn't tell what the wish is, Dr. Christian.
It's supposed to break the spell if you tell, but... Well, you can guess if you want to.
Thanks, Bun. No. No, I won't guess now. But if I hear the story around River's End pretty soon that Sally Sands and Bun Williams are going steady, will it be all right for me to just assume the wish came true?
And the curtain descends on Spring Dance. Gene Herschold, starred in the role of Dr. Christian in this radio series and on the screen, will be here in just a moment to tell you about next week's story. Meanwhile, won't you listen to my story? In blowy, blustery March, almost anyone is likely to become chapped and windburned. But thousands of people have found a simple, effective remedy for these skin irritations. Vaseline jelly. Rub Vaseline jelly freely on hands and face, on children's legs and knees. This reliable preparation is important because it does three important things for the skin. First, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Second, it softens and lubricates by supplementing the natural oils of the skin. Third, it soothes and promotes healing. Vaseline jelly is inexpensive, too. It costs only 10 cents anywhere. Ask your druggist, too, about the specialty products bearing the famous Vaseline trademark. Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. When you buy, be sure to look for the name Vaseline. It is your guarantee of purity. And now, here comes Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, what's next week's play like?
Well, next week we plan to introduce you to Brenda Marsh, famous New York society girl who's coming to River's End to visit her cousin, Laura Beattie. All the young folks, including the ordinarily sensible Judy, are in a complete dither. But it promises to be a lot of fun, so join us again next Wednesday at this same hour. Until then, I'll say good night.
Gene Herschold portrays on the screen his favorite role in The Courageous Dr. Christian, just released through RKO. For a good evening's entertainment and plenty of laughs, see this new picture based on our radio program. Heard on tonight's program was Do I Love You from DuBarry Was a Lady. This is Arthur Gilmore adding a good night for the makers of Vaseline Preparations. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.